Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I am so excited. I have Dr. Tony Ebel from the Pediatric Experience joining us, and I'm excited to dive deep with him. I want to go a little bit of a different direction with him. We're going to talk some business, some brands, some team things. Most of you know that he's built an epic brand helping chiropractors help more children through chiropractic care. And so I want to dive into that a little bit. Thank you for being here.
Ah, you got it. I love this conversation. Love your community. You've had so many great people interviewed, so many good friends. It's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Let's talk a little bit about the idea and the vision behind the Pediatric Experience and how that has came to be for you.
So we always say it this way, PWC, the practice, right? The brick and mortar practice, that is our test lab. That is where we just continue to, we still do it this way, literally to the T today. We always push the envelope. We're always looking to get better. We're always looking, and not just in the cliche way. We're kind of twisted in a way like, send us every tough case you possibly can, and then that'll force us to get better. And then same with the business systems. How do we market better? How do we brand better? How do we take advantage of every single move out there? And then, so we're always improving. And over time, it's going to sound so basic, but it's literally what happened. It just worked. And it started to work really, really, really well. And so the clinical results with kids just became mind-blowing. And then also when we looked at the business end of it, that was freaking fantastic too. I had been helping another awesome chiropractic company for a long time. I was a really strongly positioned number two and flew all over the world. And that had a pediatric wing to it is what I would say, but it didn't have a pediatric core to it. Mm-hmm. And so I just knew that the world needed one singular obsessive focus. If you want to build this kind of practice, not where you dabble in pediatrics and family care, but I know I'm speaking to your obsession, so preaching to the choir here, but like where you just, this is what you are and will do forever. And all of my training had, the way we figured it out with PWC, it was, I took a little of this from over here. You know, I took these certifications and took some of that and put it over here. And then I took some business training and put it over here. None of it fit well together until I kind of farmered it together. And once we had the formula, we call it framework, we're a framework company. Once we had the framework down, it was like, it's go time. Let's take this to the freaking world and get it to as many students. We got a big heart for with our student clubs, and then take it to as many chiropractors who maybe ended up in pain and insurance, not because they wanted to, but they defaulted to.
Yeah, they thought they had to. It's funny you even mentioned that, because that just reminded me of a piece of content you put out recently that I saw that was like trying to do all these different things when you could just focus on the one thing. And I recently did a podcast episode that I was like, hey, I used to have seven businesses. Here's why I burned half of them down, because it was a distraction, right? And so I think that it's really important to have that conversation. Even I tell my clients, like, simplicity scales. You start getting complicated. You start doing 100 things. Sure, you can make money. There's a number of ways to make money, and it has to align with your passion and your values and what you truly want to do. But also, sometimes the more simple you keep it, the better.
That's PX to the core. People are blown away. We have our 80-hour cert program with Life University, and it's 80 hours of subluxation, neurology, and chiropractic only. And people, they get towards the end, and then it's like hour 78. We're getting towards closing time, and they're like, I'm going to talk at all about like primitive reflexes or visual accommodation or nutrition or the microbiome. And it's like, no, because simplicity scales clinically and then also with our business too. I love when you talk about that. In fact, PX was probably a couple of years late for us getting it out and going, because the last thing I wanted to do was run
another thing.
So it's really about solidifying the team at PWC first so it could run without me, so that when I need to step into these other spaces, it was meant to be, but there was a little resistance, if I'm being honest, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, I could totally understand that. Let's talk about that team too, because I know you have a bigger team at your office. How do you navigate that? All the different personalities. What does that look like? You have a lot of different associates that work for you and doctors and just key players that are helping get your vision out to the world. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, the first half of my answer, I think, is going to be right out of every book and every pod. It'll be cliche answers, but I always love to joke. There's a reason that they earned a title cliche. The shit works. You know what I mean? It's there. It didn't just land on that. And then we're going to juice that too. Our vision is so stinking pure and really freaking big for pediatrics, prenatal, and families. But it attracts just obsessive, relentless people. You know, they're not, and I don't even want to put ours against anybody else's vision. I cheer on back pain chiropractic like crazy because that is a zillion times better than opioids and surgery that take people's lives away. Their championship is theirs. And so we cheat with kids. Mm-hmm. You just attract a different kind of human when you're taking care of kids. It's just the heart and the soul and the hustle on these folks is, it's just at a different caliber to that. So we're very much non-negotiable on character. Our doctors and our CAs, they can have whatever school, whatever history, whatever job previously, but character and mission obsession. It's not like, oh, this is cute. We see kids. No, this is what we freaking do. We save kids. And then the second thing is we live and we absolutely are obsessed with getting the right seat on the bus. That's that cliche too. People are so easy to get rid of a person on their team if they didn't work out. It's like a care plan. Like, okay, well, I might have to change some things I'm doing. You know, was the training and the onboarding legit? And then even if that was, do I have them in the right seat or did we hire the right person and put them in the wrong role? Well, that's an easy freaking baseball card trade.
Yeah.
And we do that all the time. And so we are very obsessive with who we hire. It's a who not. I love that book, Who Not How. Mm-hmm. And the how is trainable. Anybody can learn anything. We have a tech CA who came in with an Android and trained somebody. Training somebody with an Android, you know, how to handle tech. You can do anything.
You're good. You can do anything. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I love that too, because that's something I talk about. Right seat, right time, right role. You have to have all three of those aligned in order to have a really key player on your team. Is there anything in particular that you think that you put them through during the interview process? Is it a super in-depth interview process? What does that look like? I know I'm asking mainly because I have a few clients maybe that are in pediatric prenatal offices right now that are struggling with finding those key players that really help get your vision and your mission out there. But I loved what you said about we're attracting mission driven people. And so maybe it even needs to be talking about the mission a little bit more and a little bit bigger.
It does. Those are my three cheek. Our process looks like this. They get interviewed via a freaking timeshare pitch. I am giving them the perfect storm, raising healthy kids naturally workshop. I'm selling them. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going hard on, I haven't done a group interview for a long time, but this is actually a great way to engage it. One of our best hires, our OG Julie, she did come in a group interview and I really went through and just did the TED talk about pediatric chiropractic and the nervous system first. And I'll never forget there were seven or eight of them there. And she was the one nodding her head the most, leaning in. It was almost like she was physically moving towards me. She didn't know chiropractic from Adam, you know?
Yeah.
So that forward motion towards the mission, that was everything. And then somebody can fake that still in round one, right? Yep. That's just round one. Round two, we do a pretty prolonged shadow experience. We, with our doctors, we almost only hire from internships, right? Mm-hmm. We're on the intern list with every school. That is a cheat code for associates because then you get to really see how they are. And so then we bring them onto the job. And it's the same thing. If they sit back, because we're not a sit back team, we're on our toes team. If they sit back and they don't engage with the other team members, and then with pediatrics, here's your cheat code. This matters most. Doctor, CA, tech, you name it. Forget a marketing person who may actually end up working from home, but they come in to experience it. If they go towards those kids, if they get down, it's going to sound so cliche, but it's just there. If they get down on the ground, they connect with the kid, they smile, they build a relationship with the kid and the mom and the family. Okay, I could teach you all the stuff of the job. But those are really the elements to do. And if somebody is just interested in, hey, what's this going to be from a salary, from a bonus, from a, if I do this range, you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you're not connecting on the right things. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
outside of that, outside of managing your team and stuff, how do you have, because like we said earlier, we are cut from the same cloth where we have multiple businesses, we have the brick and mortar, and then we have the coaching company. Do you have a team that overlaps between both businesses, or do you have separate teams?
That's a great question. Yes. Oh, such a good question. I didn't think of it that way. But my answer is yes, because it's essential. And the truth is, it makes it harder, but it makes it better. And a lot of times, do hard things is the best outcome. And so that's this. And I'll clean that up. What would be nice from a schedule... me being the first person, because we actually just launched a third company. We have PX Docs, the platform, right? Our podcast is Parent Face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have this massive third company that I am now heavily invested in as well. We figured out marketing and branding at a local level and content. We're just taking it global. And then we have these doctors trained on our directory. We make content. We're teaching them how to do it too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that seems to go slow to me. And so God just made me the voice for pediatrics. I cannot shut up, even if I think about it. So we have these three companies. And the middle one, PX, teaching other chiropractors, well, you don't get a job teaching unless you're regularly doing. Otherwise, it's like we've all learned from someone who you could tell long ago did the job they're talking about.
But not recently. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't think newspaper ads are really going to be the thing anymore, you know?
Yeah.
That's a dramatic example. So we do. Now, what everybody has is they do have the requirement of being in that environment, serving at least 1 to 2 shifts per week. And because our shifts are just so full throttle and full of life, that's enough. That's a really good, healthy dose. So 4 to 8 hours. A lot of our content team, that's what they do. They're in there 1 to 2 days a week. I'm in there 2 days a week. You'd have to literally kill me to take me out of practice. It just makes us so much more effective at everything else we do. It makes the schedule. You got to really be someone who lives within your calendar and productivity. Mm-hmm. You know, be where your boots are. It's how Denisa and I would say it with the boots analogy, but it works.
Yeah, I think just cohesive too, right? It would definitely improve the cohesiveness of the messaging too, because the messaging is so similar between the brands. It's like the same purpose. We're just coming at it from different angles. And so that makes a ton of sense. I recently just hired somebody onto my wealthy practitioner team who actually started as a patient, and like chiropractic was life-changing for her. And then she became a mom and she was like, hey, I need some more flexibility with my job. And I'm like, you already get how life-changing it is what I'm doing. So you're going to be perfect for the position to help get the word out there. My viewpoint on employees has changed a little bit. I used to have a rule like I wouldn't hire any patients just because it gets a little clunky, but now I understand how they're such an asset to have patients who've actually experienced your services be a part of any team that you're building. You brought up a great point about time management, and I want to go there because, like you said, you're wearing many hats, you're doing a lot of things, you also have a family and children and a wife, and on top of the 20 plus employees that we discussed. So how do you feel like your best practices are when it comes to managing your schedule and your time?
Yeah. So a couple of cheat codes. First off, if you just really blow the, if you just take it absolutely too far, you know, you have 4 kids and then there's goats and chickens and donkeys out here too. Let's say you just start by making bad decisions. Okay. It forces you to good behaviors. Okay. Mm-hmm. And good habits. I think I'm joking about that, but there might actually be some science to that, you know?
Yeah.
And just force yourself past it. Maybe it's quantum physics. I literally just making it up / don't know, but I do absolutely. And I always give credit. This is everybody who knows me, those who taught me good stuff. I've always relentlessly sought out mentorship and coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm preaching to the choir again with you on this for everything. I've never had a stage in my career where I don't have multiple coaches, because different ones have different strengths. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to level up multiple things at once. Not too much. I don't get myself out of balance. And so Dr. Troy Dukowitz, who's a great chiropractic coach in the beginning of my career, he said this to me. He goes, you get a lot of things done by sheer stupid will. You're a bull in a china shop. We have a great relationship, so he could just tell me how it is. And he taught me just a freaking simple color-coded system. So I have I live digitally, but and you could do this whichever planner, my passion planner, I now have 6 different, and I'm not afraid to admit this, okay? Even though I'm like anti-Hobby Lobby and freaking, you know, I'm married into organization. So that came off very wrong from what I mean. But I have a color-coded block of time mm-hmm. in my passion planner and I can see it. And when I am in that color, as corny as that sounds, mm-hmm. that is all I'm doing. When I'm seeing patients, my team is not, there is no PX questions. There is no content questions. If you have a clinical question, because I'm doing that job. Mm-hmm. And same when I'm making content. So like here, this afternoon is all about making content. So mm-hmm. there's no crossing of those boundaries. And by being that relentlessly obsessed, I love this. This is my cheat code to time management that we teach our PX tribe. We're used to having shifts as chiropractors. Mm-hmm. So do that with your whole week. If you take the day and at minimum split it into two shifts, you now have 10 chunks of time that you can dominate with. And I don't know anybody's brain, not a single one. Don't have to have ADHD or anything. They can't go more than 2 to 4 hours singularly focused on one task and mm-hmm. not run out of focus and productivity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I have no issues shifting from one color, one category to another, but I will go do a workout or mm-hmm. go do something in the middle of it to shift my nervous system to the other side. And I live in these 4-hour time blocks and it freaking crushes for me. And that includes, you'll love this because this is how we operate. I've had this Josh Axe taught me this years ago. I have an entire day blocked out. There's nothing. I have a CVO day. I have a chief visionary officer day where mm-hmm. I'm literally just mowing, just walking. You know, I'm a calendar. It looks like I'm not doing a damn thing. And it's the most important part of my week.
Yeah, because you're thinking. That was like, I remember being at Jay Abraham's house at a mastermind. And one of the attendees asked him, how do you get your best ideas? How do you structure your time? How do you come up with these epic marketing campaigns? And he was like, I have driving time and I have a driver drive me around and nobody can talk to me. Nobody can reach me. And that is my thinking time. You have to build that into your calendar. You're never going to get closer to your goals. And I think that is, especially when we get these busy practices where we're seeing a ton of people and we feel like we don't have time for anything else, that's the first thing to go. You're like, oh, I'll get to that when I have time. No, if you don't make the time right now, it's not never going to happen.
I fight the two shifts. My patient shifts, non-negotiable. My family time, and same with my family. There's a hard line on those edges. When the truck pulls in the garage, I have this little shelf in there. My phone stays there. I am immediately dad mode. And because I only go 2 to 4 hours on these different stretches, and I have my whole day to refill my brain, and there's lots of ands here, but this is how you get it done. I've also empowered my team to make all decisions. Most of us are tired not of doing things. We're tired of making decisions.
Yes.
It's the worst place to be is have a team. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, I delegated. I told them to do stuff. Yeah, but you're still making all the decisions. That's where fatigue comes from. I fight for my CEO, CVO day. I literally live in the country. Everybody makes fun of us. Why? You guys are so busy. Why do you live all the way out? And then I have 20 acres, 8 of it cleared. It takes me 6 freaking hours to mow. No one's ever mowing. No one. That is where the PX Docs flywheel, that whole idea to build this brand and be like, okay, it's going too slow to teach chiropractors to market. Most of us, even with great teaching, don't love it. And get the word out there. So I was like, shit, I'll do it. Uh-huh. That was a mowing idea. You know? And so nobody's taking those things. Content too. I have a content shift where I make my videos and do those things because I'm the chief marketing, personal branding voice. And so I fight for the vision shift and the content shift just as hard as the others. And it works.
Yeah, I love that. And I was going to ask you, I'm so happy you said that because I was going to be like, okay, but how close is your phone during these color-coded shifts? Because I live and breathe by my time blocking too. That's the only way that I survive, especially because I have a super young child. He's only 2. Yeah. And so it's like, if I don't get shit done during that, I'm never getting it done. Totally. My biggest distraction I've realized in the last 60 days is I am still reachable during those shifts. And so I'm like, I'm going to have to pull that whole throw the phone on a shelf and go into another room situation.
It's crazy. It's as corny as like, you know, so much of that stuff. That's what I brought up earlier. These standards. I remember when somebody trained me once about like, if you don't have a good thought, wear a rubber band and snap it on your wrist. I was like, that's so lame, lame seminar I'm at. And then I had something, you know, I literally, son of a gun, it's this. I used it for adjusting because when you're running your own clinic, you're obsessed with marketing and all these questions in your team and everything else. And if you walk into an adjusting room and you're thinking about marketing or the team meeting or whatever, you're going to provide a real craptastic adjustment. So I literally did that in the early years. I took my rubber band and I would snap my wrist to snap my nervous system before I would go adjust. And it just trained my nervous system. I do that now at home too.
Yeah.
Like it's off. Yeah.
I love that. It's so funny because that's what I tell my patients to do if they're like those habitual self-adjusters that we hate. Right? That were like, you are destroying your nervous system. I'm like, wear a rubber band and snap it every time you do that. So it can apply to anything, guys.
It sure can. For sure.
It's crazy the simple things work. Thank you so much. It has been such a joy to have you. And I know we could talk for an hour longer, but I really like to speak to people in positions like you that have a wealth of abundance in their lives and they have these beautiful relationships through team, through family, through mentorship, right? I'm somebody also who just loves to have people around me that are doing big things because I thrive off of that energy. For you and being in the position that you are, what does wealth mean to you?
Yeah. So wealth, there's a list. I'm such a sequential guy and I love to list things in a ranking order. And then I'm going to get to D, all the above. I want each of them, if I'm being honest, right?
Yeah.
So that the combination of them is better. So the ranking order for me is full throttle family time and just that freedom to have family time. And it's definitely not a quantity. I protect my energy so that when I'm home, I can still be the playful dad, the joyful dad, the connected dad, the bad joke dad, all that kind of dad I want to be is that. So that's number one. Number two is when I am doing, I don't consider it a job, but when I'm doing the work that I do, I only want to do what I love to do. Take on tough cases, that's my clinical shift. I only see intensives. Making content, I love that. Leading. So I only have two or three jobs. People are like, how do you get so much done? I don't do that much.
You delegate everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's love for me. So only doing the things I want to do, not the other. That's wealth for it as well. Then it's financially for us. Can I just show my kiddos this incredible life while also teaching them the earn it equation that gets them there and inviting them into it? Those are, that's wealth for me. Those three things coalesce together.
I love that. That's probably the most comprehensive answer I've received so far. That aspect, though, of teaching your children the earn it aspect, my husband and I discussed that a lot because our son's going to have a lot of opportunity, a way different life than we had. We're happy to do that. But in the same breath, you don't want to raise somebody who's entitled or expects it. And so what is your guys' conversation around that? Is it just teaching them the benefits of hard work? What does that look like?
We both grew up in a farm family. Mm-hmm. So I was literally next to my dad. I think the reason I talk so much, Steph, is because my dad doesn't talk at all. And I
spent
my whole childhood as his farmhand. So I was like, we're here in the combine for 12 hours. I'll just talk then. He didn't really talk to me about what it took. Mm-hmm. And he was a very successful farmer, which we don't think of those as entrepreneurs. He just showed me and I was on his hip. Christina's dad is a self-made first generation Chicago immigrant. Him and his mom, she ran the office just like Christina runs ours. And she just tells stories of like, they were at the shop. And it wasn't like, oh, we got to go to work. They brought their bikes. You know, they came in and did it with them. That's what we've done. And this credit really goes to Christina for making sure we remembered what worked for us. When we built PXHQ and we ordered all the furniture, guess who's putting the furniture together? The evil kids. Guess who's doing that? And so they have roles in this that they have to /get to, right? At the same time that they get to be a part of it. The farm, that was essential for me. We could hire somebody financially to do the lawn and do the chores, but they get the eggs. They help shovel crap with me.
Yeah.
And then that way they'll know, hey, I did these things and therefore earned this life. Jury's out if this works, but my kids would roll their eyes if they heard this. So there's a certain road we turn on that when I drop them off. And just like for our team, we have 5 to 7 core values. And every day I make them, in that last couple of blocks before I drop them off at school, I make them share one of those core values and tell me how they would use it, the actual application of it during the day. And don't get me wrong right now, my friend, they throw something lame through eye rolls and exhaustion. One day they will face a scenario where they need those core values, that humility and helpfulness. And they'll be like, all right, my annoying
prepared
father said.
I'm prepared. And I think too, what you were saying about having them along for the ride of everything that we're doing, it gives them a sense of pride and ownership too, which I think is lacking a lot when we have just people who haven't had to work for anything. And for us who are serial entrepreneurs and we're not going to stop even with what we're doing, there's probably plenty on the horizon for you as well. But it's not really in getting to the destination. It's in proving to yourself that you can do it and that you have what it takes. And so we're teaching our kids that same same thing. Do you have what it takes to be able to execute on a lot of these things that we have you working on? I love that so much. Yeah.
I told a patient this morning, I said, because they're very involved in our mission. They're sharing the podcast and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, if you have not listened to the Experience Miracles podcast, it is a parent-facing podcast, text blasted out to your patients. You want to have world-class education about pediatric chiropractic and the nervous system? Well, that's a chat I can have fairly well, right? So it's yours. Everybody use it. We went top 100 in health and wellness in the
first
week at launch. Parents, you guys, parents are, I don't need to tell you this, if you even dabbled in pediatric chiropractic the way that you and I do it and our homies do, you see how awesomely hard it is to keep up because they've always needed it. They're now finally ready for it, paying attention to it.
Totally.
But I told the dad, I told him this today, he's a big, very successful entrepreneur. And I said, here's my plan. I'm either going to pull this off where we fully replace the pediatrician and we're the first call instead of the last call. I'm going to go down trying. I'll get as far down that road as possible. Am I paying attention to some statistical milestones? Yeah, sure as heck am. But I'm much more obsessed with the process and then the continuation of the process through chiropractic and the next gen than I am with necessarily the accomplishment by a certain date.
Totally. Yeah. And I love that. And I'll totally drop that podcast in our show notes. I don't know that I even realized that it was parent facing. So that's amazing. All of us could share that with our practice members so that they can have education from you and not only just us. I think the more people preach in the message, the better too. So if you're a pediatric chiro, definitely check the show notes so that you can listen to it. It might help you with your communication, but also it's definitely going to help your patients.
For sure. For sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Where can they connect with you the best place? Is it on Instagram?
Yeah, our Instagram, you know, I try and act not in my 40s. That's why I would say Facebook naturally as a 40-year-old, but our Instagram. So at the Pediatric Experience, that's that one for chiropractors. Mine is just drt.pxkidchiro. And then same with the podcast, our at pxdocs Instagram. See, that's why time management matters, right? All these different things. That's a great one too. You see great content there. That's all parent facing. Share the heck out of that too. Use it for your own content. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.